Just so you know where we're heading, here's what we're going to try to accomplish. We want to talk, I thought your case was another way to kind of get back into sort of sequencing and metastatic disease. We'll hit that one more time. So why don't we start out? I mean, 45 is a pretty young age to see a patient with lung cancer. Why don't you tell us about this lady?
Well, this is I'm very attached to this patient. So she was young at 45 when she first presented. This was almost exactly 2 years ago. She was actually an ex-military personnel lady, very healthy. Her presentation was very impressive, has bilateral lymphangitic spread of her primary, can now breathe, and she has a unexplained bilateral lower extremity weakness, almost like a myositis kind of picture.
Smoker?
No, remote smoking history. And very healthy otherwise, and she had a DVT initially. This is before she presented to see me, and got put on Coumadin and developed PE while on Coumadin, a clear case of, you know, malignancy-associated Coumadin refractory thromboembolic event. When she saw me, she was on therapeutic dose Lovenox, had this worsening lower extremity weakness, can hardly breathe, had clearly stage 4 disease, biopsy was a poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma, and she was in such a shape. You know, I had a long discussion with her husband at a point that her first-line therapy would have to work. If it doesn't, you know, I don't think she would survive in a short time. So even though it's adenohistology, I actually gave her a nab-paclitaxel combined with carboplatin as first-line therapy, and she had a very good response.
Can I just ask what you did? And we were talking before about mutation testing. In this situation when she was so ill, how did you approach that?
I did not wait for the result to come back, but she did have mutation study cooking while we were proceeding with treatment. And she did have none of the mutations, EGFR, ALK, ROS came back positive. I did test her PD-L1 later on that is relevant for her second-line treatment. But her front-line treatment, she responded very well.
What was her PD-L1?
PD-L1 was 10%.
So just out of curiosity, before we continue on here, Govindan, we were talking about this issue before of a symptomatic patient. Now you're hearing it for real, 45-year-old lady. Is this a situation where today, 2 years later, you would have considered carbo, pemetrexed, and pembrolizumab?
No, I would have given chemotherapy combination.
What combination would you have used?
If it's adenocarcinoma, I would have given pemetrexed. But I think nab-paclitaxel is a reasonable choice. It clearly has activity against both squamous, non-squamous. If the histology is in doubt, I would definitely would have gone with a taxane-based regimen like the way you chose. I would have chosen nab-paclitaxel.
That's an interesting thought, histology.
That was the reason I chose. I told her husband, this is make or break it. And I hate to have a histology-specific regimen. In case it's a needle biopsy, she has disease everywhere. I just feel like if she has squam, it would not have worked. So I just, that's one of the reasons we
Corey,
did that.
Corey, what do you think?
The treatment you chose at the time is perfectly reasonable. The refractory thromboembolic diathesis would have steered me away from bevacizumab, although I wouldn't necessarily count that as an absolute contraindication. In this day and age, I would have treated with pemetrexed, carboplatin, and pembrolizumab. My feeling is you've got one shot on goal. This person's desperately ill. Pull out all the big guns simultaneously.
You also put down here she had paraneoplastic myopathy.
When she first presented, she has the refractory, Coumadin refractory PE, and she can hardly walk, a bilateral extremity, and she has a weakness in the muscle strength, and there's no spine lesions, there's nothing to explain it.
Did she have a CPK elevation?
I checked, it was not elevated, but we didn't have time to dwell on it, to send for any referral, but her symptoms, she had an impressive tumor marker, she has impressive cough, short of breath, she has impressive lower extremity weakness, all of them resolved quickly when the chemo efficacy kicks in. So I retrospectively feel like it was paraneoplastic, and I was really confident surveillancing her based on these three symptoms. I thought they would be paralleling her disease progression stuff.